shape. I must have been Welcome back to 101.5 UMFM. You're listening to Radio Sin Forgiveness, and that last song was Disorder by Joy Division. I have that one on vinyl. I probably haven't played it as much as I should have, but still a fantastic album nonetheless. Before that, we had Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus, song recommended to me by good friends. Up next, we have a song that a lot of the Radio Sin Forgiveness OGs will remember. The song after this next one. That one is We'll Let You Know by Morrissey, which we played a few weeks ago. And then we have none other than True Faith by New Order. At least there was a period of time where I felt like I would play this every single week just because of how much I liked it so consistently on all my weekly playlists. I sang it for karaoke once or twice. True Faith by New Order is just a Radio Sin Forgiveness staple, if I do say so myself. But anyways, first we have We'll Let You Know by Morrissey, then True Faith, then Pitch the Baby by Cocteau Twins. So let's hear it.
How sad are we, and how sad have we been? We'll let you know, we'll let you know, oh, but only if you're really interested. You wonder how we've stayed alive till now. We'll let you know, we'll let you know, but only if you're really interested. We're all smiles, then honest, I swear it's the turnstile that make us hostile. Oh, 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 oh. We will descend on anyone unable to defend themselves. Oh, 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 oh. And the songs we sing, they're not supposed to mean a thing. La, la, la. We'll be right back.
I lost, replaced by fear. I
Welcome back to 101.5 EMFM. That last song was a favorite of mine, Never Let Me Down by Depeche Mode. When I was younger, my little brother and my mom, they used to really like, or probably still do, really like Depeche Mode, and they went to go see them live. At the time, being the wee lad that I was, I really wasn't into them. And boy, do I regret it, because they went to go see them live, and what I would give to go see them now. So maybe God will answer my prayers, and they'll come back to Winnipeg one of these days so I can see them before they're done. I'm pretty sure they're still touring, but I'm not entirely sure. But anyways, we've got one more song to close us out for tonight. And fitting with the rest of the playlist, that is Shout by Tears for Fears, one that I hope a lot of you will know, especially if your music taste is anything like my mom's. Shout out my mom. this is Shout by Tears for Fears. I hope you guys enjoy.
You shouldn't have to jump with joy.
And that's all the time we got for tonight, folks. As always, thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a good rest of your night, a good rest of your week, a good rest of your whatever. And last but not least, your sins have been forgiven. Till next time, everyone, cheers.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts on the University of Manitoba campus in Winnipeg, Manitoba, providing you with auditory sustenance since 1998.
UMFM, you are listening to another episode of Ryan Incorporated. Yes, welcome, welcome to another episode of Ryan Incorporated, your one-stop shop for all the weird, wacky music of our wonderful world. I am, of course, your host, as always, Ryan, a.k.a. Ramblin' Rye Brian, a.k.a. Ryan Incorporated. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. It is going to be a blast. We've got a chock-full show for you today, and we're going to start off with a number of songs out of Quebec. The wonderful province to our east. We're going to start off with Chocolat, with Bonjour Chocolat. And if you're new to French, then this one's good. It's pretty easy to follow along, and you can sing at home next to your radio. After that, we're going to hear the new one from Valence and Ariane Roy called Charlie. So enjoy these ones. I'll see you on the other side on Ryan Incorporated.
Is it a plan? Charlie croquait la pomme, se foulait sans ça. Charlie ne pouvait retenir sa joie, prêt à découvrir tout ce qu'il ne connaît pas. Les jours où la vie semblait perdre son sens, je regardais Charlie, c'était sans importance.
Tu sortis